Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. In Newfoundland and Labrador, several structures have been reduced either to ash or to metal skeletons following a fire in an industrial section of Happy Valley, Goose Bay. And as a precaution, some residents have been evacuated. Heidi Etter tells us more.
Dark smoke has turned lighter as the blaze in Happy Valley, Goose Bay begins to subside. A hangar has been almost completely destroyed, down to just the metal frame remaining on the north side of town. The town council of Happy Valley, Goose Bay declared a state of emergency with an evacuation order. Now, that order still stands throughout the night, with another update expected early in the morning from the town. There were concerns as the blaze headed towards explosive material inside the hangar, and several explosions were heard throughout the town. But it seems, at least for now, the worst may be over, but people will be spending their nights away from home at least for tonight. And there's no word yet from RCMP on what may have caused this large blaze, taking out with it the hangar as well as a former air traffic control station built in the late 40s and a piece of local history. Heidi Atter, CBC News, Happy Valley, Goose Bay.
A leading member of Ukraine's parliament delivered dire warnings to Canadian politicians and top defense officials this week. Alexandra Ustinova, head of her country's Special Parliamentary Commission on Arms and Munitions, pleaded for more weapons and equipment. As Maury Brewster explains, her meetings in Canada came ahead of today's critical vote on Ukraine aid in the U.S. Congress.
And they're watching to see if America will stand up for its allies, and we will.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson on the compromise legislation to unblock more than $60 billion in critical American aid to Ukraine. As Russia makes steady, bloody progress on the battlefield, the warnings are becoming more sharp. Alexandra Ustinova has spent several days in Canada meeting with top officials. She toured a major Canadian army base and was dismayed.
And there are a lot of stuff that can be donated, but is not for some reason.
Canada has donated Leopard tanks, as well as 39 brand new armored combat support vehicles and over 200 armored patrol cars. But it has a stock of hundreds of older armored vehicles left over from the Afghan war that Ustinova says her country can use. Last year, during President Volodymyr Zelensky's visit, Canada committed to acquiring an additional 50 armored vehicles for Ukraine. The contract, however, has yet to be signed. Murray Brewster, CBC News, Ottawa.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is meeting today with the President of Poland. Andrzej Duda said in a speech in Vancouver Friday, members of NATO, including Canada, should raise defense spending to 3% of GDP to deter the war in Ukraine from spreading. The current benchmark is 2%. Two teenagers from a small northern Cree community believe they have found a way to prevent forest fires in Quebec. Their research won them the top prize at the Quebec Indigenous Science Fair. Lauren McCallum reports.
Christopher Neposh and Rory Henry Felstead got the idea for their science project after more than 4.5 million hectares of trees were destroyed by last year's forest fires in northern Quebec. The two explored whether some plants and trees can act as natural fire retardants. Henry Felstead says the results were promising.
And we found that three of the ones that we used were black spruce, white spruce, and jack pine, which are all fire adaptive because their cones, when they get heated up, they actually release the seeds, and that's why even if the trees get burned down, they don't completely wipe out a forest.
The two say their most significant finding was that jack pine extract seemed to slow the spread of flames, outperforming the commercial fire retardant ammonium sulfate. Neposh says they had to be creative because science resources are scarce up north.
So we kind of had to order some stuff or wait it out.
Neposh and Henry Felstead plan to compete in the science fair again next year in their last year of high school. Lauren McCallum, CBC News, Montreal.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.